Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, from the Mirror, Meghan Markle and Prince Harry have clarified that they didn't officially marry 3 days before their royal wedding, despite claiming they did in their interview with Oprah Winfrey. As mentioned on yesterday's podcast, Stephen Boughton, the ex-chief clerk at the faculty office for the Archbishop of Canterbury, had told The Sun about the secret wedding. I'm sorry, but Meghan is obviously confused and clearly misinformed. They did not marry 3 days earlier in front of the Archbishop of Canterbury. The special license I helped draw up enabled them to marry at St. George's Chapel in Windsor, and what happened there on 19th of May 2018 and was seen by millions around the world was the official meeting as recognised by the Church of England and the law. And a spokesperson for the couple now says Meghan and Harry had privately exchanged personal vows a few days before their official legal wedding on May 19th. Camilla Tominey, writing for The Telegraph, says, talk of royals hiding behind the sofa instead of the primetime no-holds-barred chat appeared to underestimate quite what the couple had in store. The most important title to Meghan is Mum, and yet she wanted her son to be a prince, despite allowing it to be widely briefed that he'd be called Master Mountbatten Windsor, so he could live like a private citizen. The multimillionaires were forced to sign deals with Netflix and Spotify because they didn't have any money, even though they had Harry's inheritance from Princess Diana. Thankfully for the Sussexes, this fairy tale does not have a happy ending. However, as they walk away from the wreckage of their time in the royal family and the relatives they have left behind, towards the LA sunset, like the closing scene of a Hollywood movie, they are not just surviving, but thriving. Well, I guess that's the most important thing, right? Vanity Fair's royal editor Katie Nichol told OK Magazine, Kate has been there for William recently, especially after his conversations with Harry that didn't go too well. Kate has always remained loyal to William despite how close she was to Harry. Her loyalties are with her husband and their family. Even though she'd love peace and harmony, she sympathizes with William's upset and anger. As for William, he has a new job after being named the Lord High Commissioner to the 2021 General Assembly of the Church of Scotland. In this position, Prince William will act on behalf of the Queen as the Church of Scotland gathers online in May for its General Assembly. Royal Central shares, the Earl of Strathearn, as he is known in Scotland, was named for the position in an official letter to the Right Reverend Dr. Martin Fair, the current moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland. As the Lord High Commissioner of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, William will act for the sovereign and maintain the relationship between the state and the church, according to the royal family's website. The role includes making an opening and closing address to the General Assembly, observing the debates over the week, and carrying out engagements on behalf of the church and its charitable work. Throughout the week, William will report on the proceedings to the Queen and keep her informed of developments. A Lord High Commissioner has been appointed since the 16th century and has, on several occasions, been a member of the royal family. All four of the Queen's children have acted as Lord High Commissioner throughout her reign. The Queen has attended proceedings twice, in 1969 and 2002. Palace Intrigue will be right back. As the news cycle begins to slightly wind down from the Meghan Palooza into normal royal business, Prince Charles was out and about for a day of national reflection being held on the anniversary of the first UK lockdown. Charles recorded a message as part of a day of reflection, a tribute organised by end-of-life charity Marie Curie. The future king said, we have all been inspired by the resourcefulness we have witnessed, humbled by the dedication shown by so many, and moved beyond words by the sacrifices we have seen. Whatever our faith or philosophy may be, let us take a moment together to remember those who have been lost, to give thanks for their lives, and to acknowledge the inexpressible pain of parting. In their memory, let us resolve to work on a future inspired by our highest values that have been displayed so clearly by the people of this country through this most challenging of times. Meanwhile, Harry and Meghan are expanding their Archwell team. Award-winning producer Ben Browning has joined Prince Harry and Duchess Meghan's non-profit organization as the head of content overseeing Archwell Productions and Archwell Audio. Browning is expected to work closely alongside Netflix and Spotify to help bring Archwell's respective creative partnerships with the video and audio streaming giants, including television shows, films, and podcasts, to life. In a statement, Browning said, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex have founded a next-generation production company with best-in-class distribution partners in Netflix and Spotify, a clear agenda to inform and entertain, and an unparalleled global reach from the moment they shared their vision for Archwell as a global production company that will spotlight diverse voices and share uplifting stories, I knew I wanted to help with this unique opportunity in a thrilling company to be starting. No word yet on when they will publish episode 2 of their $25 million podcast series. Nice work if you can get it. And until we get that $25 million deal, please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.